Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we speak with Maribel Batcher of Caesars Entertainment. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Helen Foley and Susan Fisher. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
What a president believes matters. Mitt Romney's companies were pioneers in outsourcing U.S. jobs to low-wage countries. He supports tax breaks for companies that ship jobs overseas. President Obama believes in insourcing. He fought to save the U.S. auto industry and favors tax cuts for companies that bring jobs home. Outsourcing versus insourcing. It matters.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are absolutely delighted to welcome back to the program Maribel Batcher. She's Vice President of Public Policy and Communications for Caesars Entertainment. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you, Sam. It's nice to be back.
Carol Velardo was on the program with the Nevada Taxpayers Association, and there was not one thing that she had good to say about this proposed margins tax. How is Caesars looking at this?
Well, my company has always supported a broad-based tax. We have worked hard for that for years, and in fact, Caesars Entertainment supported the increase in the room tax 3-4 years ago, specifically to address some shortfall in education. And not everyone in the gaming industry supported that. So we've worked really hard to support education through taxes. We believe strongly that we need to as a state. But there are some real reforms that we need that this initiative doesn't address.
Do you think it's interesting that it doesn't really guarantee that the money, if raised, would go to education? It's like they could put the money in toward education, but then the state could take the money out of the DSA, and they'd be
left
with the same amount of money.
Well, that's the way the DSA works, though. So the money is designated for the distributive school account, the DSA, but the DSA has been utilized that way, as you just described, Sam, in the past. So that's a different issue that should be addressed, perhaps, as well. This initiative can't do that.
And for those that may not be familiar, you're former chief of staff to Governor Kenny Gwynn, so you have an intimate knowledge about how budgets...
I don't know how intimate, but I've certainly worked on the budget, both here in the state of Nevada and in California, which they're very similar.
Do you think that there would be a lot of bankruptcies of businesses if you had a margins tax like this, which is very similar to the gross receipts tax?
I don't know any of the statistics that address that. I'd leave that to the economists in the area.
All right, I'll move on then. Let's talk about the ruling on the food comp issue. Is this going to hurt a lot of marginal casinos, do you believe, and other operators that provide these kind of meals?
As you know, the Supreme Court made a decision. However, this is still being litigated. So because of that, Sam, I don't want to get into a lot of detail on it. But the Nevada Tax Commission has moved forward, which some of us are puzzled by, in their rulemaking with the guidance of the Nevada Supreme Court. They started that in February, made some decisions which affect some collections to date. However, the Legislative Council Commission has not voted yet on it. So this is a situation that's in flux right now. So I'd hate to prescribe anything that may or may not occur right now.
All right. The big battle continues on over the arena, the proposed arena. At the same time, you're seeing that UNLV looks like they're going to get their stadium. Does this play into any of the thought process? Because that really looks like it's moving along.
Hmm. Well, we have never thought, and Caesars is donating the land. We want to be sure of this. This is a Las Vegas Arena Foundation arena at this time. The foundation's headed by Bruce Woodbury. However, generally speaking, both the foundation and Caesars, because they are donating land, have never saw the stadium at UNLV proposal as a mutually exclusive situation to an arena. They're for different purposes. They actually could probably complement each other, is what we think. However, as you know, and your viewers know, building an arena or a stadium in the United States today, in fact, in the last 12 years, it's a very difficult proposition. They're not huge money makers, except if they're in a location where they can really leverage other entertainment, like in Las Vegas. And there's other venues. You can talk about Indianapolis and other areas in the country where if they're not the entertainment capital of the world, they don't have feeder activities in that arena to keep it going 365 days of the year. We do. And we can grow the market by it. But so we've never seen the stadium as anything other than probably something that will complement. But it's all a timing issue. And I think people have to be very careful as they look at a stadium at UNLV or any of the other arena proposals. As, you know, we have some wonderful visionaries in our state. And we're very lucky to have many of them here in Las Vegas. But a vision has to be funded. And a vision has to have an engineer and a design behind it. And frankly, a vision has to be well permitted and regulated through the process. So until you have all of those things in place, you have just a vision.
Are there ongoing conversations beyond the legal battle between MGM and Boyd and Caesars?
You're addressing the arena mm-hmm. and the challenges in the court. Well, right now, the arena, which was placed on the 2012 ballot by Caesars Entertainment and the foundation, it is on the ballot. The Supreme Court made a decision in late June. I love the Nevada Supreme Court. It's revered because of my father's service on the court for 15 years. However, it was a little bit of an odd decision. But footnote 4 was very clear. The initiative for the creating the special district is on the ballot. What was questioned by the Supreme Court was the description of effect.
Right.
The description of effect is that description which should attends the ballot as you pass it the initiative as you pass it around the state for signatures. So the voter can quickly look, read, and see, okay, I get what this means, I'll sign it or I won't. So they questioned the description of effect. Not to get too down into the weeds, however, it was remanded to the lower court. The Supreme Court has kind of brought it back for a do-over. My words, certainly not theirs.
Right.
And they will be re-looking at that their remand to the district court. So, bottom line, we're on the ballot, and the description of effect part of their decision still to be heard.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mary Bell Batcher when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is coming to South Reno. Enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit of South Virginia.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
To state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Maribel Batcher, Vice President of Public Policy and Communications for Caesars Entertainment. There was one thing you wanted to add about SB 495.
Before the break, there is another matter before the court, the Nevada Supreme Court, and that's our challenge of the alternative measure, which was passed by the legislature under the initiative process. You have an initiative on the ballot, and there's an opportunity should the legislature pass that bill and the governor sign it, which he did. And we are challenging whether or not that is a true alternative initiative. We don't believe it is. We don't believe it follows a single subject rule. And we are arguing that still. That has yet to be decided as well.
You know, it's really fascinating to me. There are so many petitions that fail on not applying to the single
subject rule.
Yeah, I mean, it just
and
seems
it's not only in this state. It's throughout the country. You see a plethora of that in California. You think there are
don't
enough lawyers?
Yeah, I mean, really.
Right.
That just seems to be crazy. Okay, in the break there, we were talking about some slowdowns in certain areas in Las Vegas, and you were saying that the recession in your mind is still continuing. It appears to me that we are moving really dramatically
forward. There's no doubt about it. Things have improved. You see that in the sales tax receipts. You see that in the gross gaming revenue. However, we are not at 06-07 levels. We just are not. And there's a little bit of softening in Las Vegas the last 3 months. We were moving along in January in the gaming area.
But isn't
volume
that,
is good.
But isn't that realistic, though? Because, you know, right now, 38% of the revenues in Las Vegas are from gaming, 62% are from everything else.
Right.
And everything else is really expensive. You want to go see, the cheap seats are $175. Your guys,
but
Penn
guess
and
how
Teller.
Many, guess how many seats are filled at O every night?
It's sold out.
Exactly. And some of those are casino selected seats, however. Volume has been good, but we haven't returned yet to the 06-07 gaming levels. People come here to enjoy our entertainment. Maybe they come 2 times a year instead of 4 times a year. Perhaps they'll spend 2 hours on the gaming floor rather than 4 hours on the floor. Perhaps they'll go to one really fantastic show as opposed to two. That's where you've seen the change. much.
But your company is certainly investing money. You invested money to finish the Octavius Tower.
Well, where we're really investing money,
Project Link,
very exciting to us, is Project Link.
Yeah, give us the real name?
Project Link, that's it. It truly is. And that's $500 million. And again, as I said earlier, that's not a vision. We have money in the bank. We have designs. We have retailers being contracted with. We've torn down a parking garage. If you go over to between where O'Shea's used to be and the Flamingo, you'll see that the whole restaurant entertainment district is opening up. It's going to be fantastic. And at the end of the link is going to be the wheel. And that is the high roller. It's an observation wheel. It will be the highest in the world. It will be larger than the London Eye, which many people are familiar with. If you watched Wimbledon this weekend, you saw the London Eye.
Been on there.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And then the Singapore wheel also. So we'll be the largest in the world. And this is phenomenal because of the engineering feat this is. We have the engineering company that's done the engineering design, Arup, who did the design for the London Wheel. Our contractor is American Bridge. I'm familiar with them because when I worked on the east span of the eastern span of the Bay Bridge, they were the contractor. These are
this
renowned contractors.
For Governor Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, when I was working for, and Governor Wilson too, actually. These are renowned contractors, design engineers. This isn't a vision. We're doing this. It's going to be fantastic.
Okay, but
it's 3,000 jobs, 1,500 permanent jobs plus, many of them union. It's exciting.
Well, no, I think it's very exciting. And I think the thing is, and it's $550 million.
It's a half a billion.
It's over half a billion.
Yeah.
And for people that are saying that, you know, you're not going to see this kind of building, we're not seeing it in building new rooms right now, but you are seeing this huge investment in an entertainment project that not only is vast, but it also isn't 50 to dead in terms of age range.
That's
it's
right.
a much younger
you've
age range, which
it,
is a
Sam.
Brilliant point.
It's we've just hit on it. It's the X, Y, and X-gen generation. That's who we all need to start looking toward, because that's
Absolutely.
Our future. And in the next 3 to 5 years, that'll be 35% of our customers. So the link really is we're trying to build a place. So people go, I'm going to Vegas. I'll meet you at the link. And I'll meet you at the high roller. So it's a place that people can meet, dine, be entertained, and maybe do a little gambling.
Bill Lerner of Union Gaming, we've got about 15 seconds left, says that we're actually going to need to build more rooms in Las Vegas over the next 3 to 4 years because we're going to be in the high 90s occupancy, which is not deliverable.
We all said that once the recession was over, building would resume, but we're not there yet.
But we're getting close.
But we have to keep building.
Right, but the ADRs are going up.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely they are.
All right. Always a pleasure to have you here. Mary Bell Batchel, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $19.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Birkenstock Footwear has been around for over 225 years and is known for quality, comfort, functionality, and style. You can get Birkenstock Footwear at a proper fit where one store fits all.
It's time to recharge and save up to $500 on the revolutionary Recharge Sleep System from Beautyrest. It's the only mattress that combines the comfort of air-cooled memory foam layered on top of Beautyrest pocketed coils to promote proper sleeping posture all night long. And right now, the Simmons Beautyrest Recharge mattresses are on sale. Save $200 to $500, plus free same-day delivery and free interest financing till 2017. Recharge and save now at More Furniture for Less.
Special soup today, Joe. Clark, we need you.
Call for your free inspection. Listen to our sports partner, the new ESPN Radio 94.5 FM.
The Pizza Baron is celebrating 40 years in business. And as a way to thank you, Reno and Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $19.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, joined by a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Helen Foley is here, partnering with Fess Foley Warren, and Susan Fisher, whose new title, congratulations, is Executive Vice President of Government Relations and Marketing for Valley Electric Association. Pleasure to have you both here.
Thank you.
So as we're recording this, this is the day that the story is broken, that in a move that shakes up the U.S. Senate races in Nevada, according to the RJ, the House Ethics Committee announced Monday it will investigate allegations that Representative Shelley Berkeley used her office wrongfully to advance her health policies that benefit her husband, a prominent Las Vegas doctor, and it was unanimous, Republicans and Democrats on the committee. How does this play into the election?
Well, it certainly will, and it's very unfortunate for Shelley that it has come up. But Shelley has been a great representative, at least for Southern Nevada, for many years, and has sponsored or co-sponsored many pieces of health care legislation that have been really beneficial to us. But this obviously is going to be very damaging. Hopefully she can get through this.
Do you think the fact that she's only done one TV interview with John Ralston quite recently to deal with this issue, and she actually was able to dismiss it, I thought, you know, fairly well, but do you think that hurts her, not so much in Southern Nevada, where she's really well known, but in Northern Nevada, where they can run as much advertising as they want, saying ethics, 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 in a community that doesn't really know her?
Well, I don't really evaluate how important you are by how many times you're on John Ralston's show. However, I would say...
The reason I brought that up is because she's been ducking all of the shows. You know, we've been trying to get her on, and not so much Shelley Berkeley, but her campaign has been ducking us all. And so I'm just saying that she did at least do that show and did address those concerns on that program, and I'm glad that she did, because there are people, unfortunately, these days that don't read newspapers anymore.
Well, and a lot of people in Southern Nevada know her very well because she's been a very strong advocate for Southern Nevada. And so I don't think it will be as damaging here, but you do have a very good point. As she gets to know Northern Nevada and Northern Nevada getting to know Shelley, it could have an impact.
Susan, you know, you're far more familiar with the Northern Nevada area. I think essentially most of the pundits have written off rural Nevada for Shelley Berkeley anyway, that Dean Heller is very strong in rural Nevada.
Yeah.
But it's Washoe County that's the battleground state. How does this play?
Washoe County is a battleground, and I think the numbers would probably favor her if they go with her. There are a lot of folks up in the north who don't know her. As Helen said, they don't read... A lot of people just don't read the paper, but she has some very effective advertising that's been going on in Northern Nevada, the ones with the veteran's father and those. Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
It made me cry. Yeah. It was very touching.
Very effective. Will this hurt her? Yes. And she's done, as they said, 114 pieces of health care legislation. So this was only one of eight pieces of legislation that in there. I think what we all tend to do is, oh God, she's being investigated, she must have done something wrong. We assume that if you're going to trial, you've done something wrong, but aren't we supposed to assume that she's innocent until proven guilty?
Well, and isn't this where the Citizens United ruling from the Supreme Court comes into play, where you have so much money into the marketplace that's going to be negative advertising? I wanted to pick on something else that I believe is relevant to this, which is Jane Ann Morrison's column in the RJ back on April 16th of 2011, where the headline is Berkeley's 1996 Advice to Adelson May Haunt Campaign. She said that Berkeley, the one-time government affairs advisor to Sheldon Adelson, advised him in 1996 that one way to corral support for his new hotel project, the Venetian, was to offer favors to two Clark County commissioners. She also urged Adelson in memos to make campaign contributions to judges, saying they tend to help those that help them out. Now, it was ignored by the voters back then, but in this atmosphere, isn't this just about to come and be the second part of this?
Well, I certainly think that the Republicans will throw anything they can at Shelley, but if you are an advisor to someone who wants to get involved in Nevada, you certainly do look at giving contributions, becoming very involved as a corporate citizen to, you know, the community where you are. Probably wasn't wise that Shelley represent Sheldon Adelson, and it has haunted her since then.
How do you think this will play?
Well, I think there are going to be some other things that will play out of this as well. There are a number of other heavyweights that she had been very close to in the past who don't support her anymore.
For example?
Steve Wynn. They'd been quite close and worked together a lot and went so far as to, in the 2010 election, even recruited someone to run against her. So I think that that's kind of an important step in there. She is very popular down here, and you're absolutely right. She's done a tremendous job for Southern Nevada, has been very, very responsive to her members. But she's also sort of been made a sacrificial lamb and thrown into this very difficult race, and I think it's going to be tough for her to pull it out.
Well, Steve Wynn hasn't been the greatest supporter of Nevada either. I thought he was ready to move to Macau the way he was embracing it. And so I'm not sure that not having his undivided support is going to be real damaging to her. But Shelley does have to be cautious in what she says. But I have never known a member of Congress since as long as I can remember, that has worked harder for Nevada than Shelley Berkley.
And that's where we have to leave it, ladies. Thank you so much. We're going to hold you over to our next program, so stick around. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
The Chinese are smiling all the way to the bank, taking our jobs and taking a lot of our future, and I'm not willing to let that happen.
He made a fortune letting it happen. Newly published documents show Mitt Romney's firms were pioneers at helping companies outsource their manufacturing to countries including China, bragging they were a one-stop shop for their outsource requirements. Mitt Romney's not the solution. He's the problem.
Never paint your home again when you let DeBell Home Improvement in Reno Forever Coat your home with three coats of cover that's 12 times thicker than paint. Forever Coat saves energy on cooling and heating your home. It reflects heat and keeps out moisture. Forever Coat protects, eliminating wood rot and stucco damage. Forever Coat goes on stucco, masonry, and wood, looks better than paint. Put an end to exterior maintenance with Forever Coat. See DeBell Home Improvement today or call 826-6444 now.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered all of Absolute Dental's incredible savings for adults and kids, like free whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $999, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. Plus, our new patients can still get a free Nintendo Wii or Nintendo DS. Now that's something to smile about. So make an appointment right now, even on Saturdays, or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Watch the excitement in person as athletes and celebrities duel it out in beautiful Lake Tahoe with Aaron Rodgers, Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, and more. Come see the stars at the American Century Championship. For tickets, go to TahoeSouth.com.
News 4 is a proud partner of the American Century Championship at Edgewood. Tickets are on sale now, so come join the fun July 17th through the 22nd or watch the weekend action only on News 4.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, the challenger to Mark Hamaday, Sam Kopnik, will be here in the battle for CB2. We'll see you on the next.